AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. FBI Director James Comey tells the Senate committee that technology disruptions at the New York Stock Exchange and United Airlines Wednesday seem to be just cases of tech problems.
In my business, you don't love coincidences, but it does appear that there is not a cyber intrusion involved.
First, a router issue at United suspended all the company's flights for nearly 2 hours. That led to 800 flight delays and 60 cancellations. Then before noon, a technical problem at the New York Stock Exchange halted trading. Baltimore's police commissioner has been fired. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Anthony Batts was in charge when Freddie Gray died 2.5 months ago in police custody, and murders have been on the rise recently in Baltimore.
His being here was a distraction.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake thanked Batts for his service.
We have made progress, and I don't want to lose any of that progress.
The mayor says there's been too much focus on who is in charge at the police department instead of fighting crime.
The people of Baltimore deserve better. The brave men and women of our department who put their lives on the line every day to make our city safer deserve better, and we're going to get better.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The fate of the Confederate flag on South Carolina State House grounds continues to be debated in Columbia. As House members deliberated well into the night, the outcome still uncertain. This is a legal battle that stretched over 20 years. A federal judge has ordered the cancellation of the Washington Redskins trademark registration, ruling the team name may be disparaging to Native Americans. Law professor John Bonzoff.
This won't mean that they can't use the name. It won't mean that they can't use it on their merchandise. But what it does mean is that other people can also use it on their merchandise, which certainly devalues it as a mark for this team.
Medicare says it plans to pay doctors to counsel patients about end-of-life care. This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump's remarks about immigrants have now cost him a D.C. restaurant deal.
Jose Andres is a well-known chef with thriving businesses in the U.S. He's a Spanish immigrant, and now he has canceled plans to open a flagship restaurant in Donald Trump's new Trump International Hotel. Andres says more than half of his team is Hispanic, as are many of his restaurant guests. And he says he believes every human being deserves respect, regardless of immigration status. The Trump Organization says that the chef signed a 10-year lease and has no right to back out. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A California Water District says it hired its own private investigator to bust Magnum PI star Tom Selleck. The agency in Ventura County says it has documented that truckloads of water were stolen from a public hydrant for use at Selleck's ranch in Westlake Village. The Water District has gone to court to be paid for that water. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.